This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Debate continues surrounding the question of when and how to safely reopen the country, shut down in large part due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Director for the Institute of Health Metrics at the University of Washington, Dr. Christopher Murray, says we need to be prepared for it to take more than just a few weeks to get things back up and running again. And New Jersey's Governor Phil Murphy says,
we start to get back on our feet too soon. I fear, based on the data we're looking at, that we could be throwing gasoline on the fire.
Dangerous weather is still marching across the southern U.S. a day after at least 18 people were killed by tornadoes. More than a million families and businesses dealing with no electricity in the aftermath, with reports of over 40 tornadoes from Texas to Arkansas, across Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Every year I go in and see my doctor. She says, whatever I'm doing, it's working.
Just had my physical, and the doctor says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So
my primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
My doctor says, keep it up. Whatever you're doing, keep it up.
The doctor said she noticed when she first saw me that I was really progressing better. So I think it might have something to do with the nutrition that I've been getting from you guys.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Some new research proves what New Orleans did believe all along. USA Radio's Wendy King says Mardi Gras made the city sicker.
A report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says crowds of Mardi Gras tourists 2 weeks before federal advice came out to shelter in place might be one reason why Louisiana has experienced a spike in coronavirus cases. Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser says they wish they'd known.
It's hard to look back now and say we should have canceled Mardi Gras, but with 840 people deaths in the last 30 days here in Louisiana, surely some of those people probably wouldn't have been infected.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
You can start checking your bank account as the IRS says it started depositing stimulus checks because of the pandemic. The average American who made less than $75,000 can expect to receive $1,200. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A processing plant that accounts for about 5% of the pork production in America is now shutting down after scores of workers there were infected with coronavirus. About 240 employees at the Smithfield facility in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, have tested positive for the illness. In announcing the move yesterday, Smithfield President and CEO Kenneth Sullivan said the country is now being pushed, in his words, perilously close to the edge in terms of our meat supply. He also warned it's impossible to keep grocery stores stocked if plants are not running. An extra episode of the popular Netflix series Tiger King is now out. The so-called after show that came out on Sunday includes interviews with a number of people involved in the original series. Tiger King focuses on Joe Exotic, who collected tigers for his animal park south of Oklahoma City. He's not in the after show because now he's serving a 22-year prison term for a murder-for-hire plot against Florida animal rights activist Carol Baskin. Baskin said last week she wasn't approached about the new episode and she wouldn't have taken part in it had she been asked. and Burger King is offering free Whoppers to students who are homeschooling, but they have to complete an assignment answering a question or equation to unlock the promo code for their free burger. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's our mission. I think it's in everybody's best interest. I mean, when you consider all the money that's being spent, we're now at $24 trillion in debt, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, all this is just mere beginnings, especially considering where we are right now in dealing with COVID-19. Good to have you with us 6 minutes after the top of the hour. In January of 2019, the largest number of women ever elected to Congress was sworn in, 87 in the House, 23 in the Senate. Well, I tell you, that just really boggles the mind to think about what happened, you know, in 2019. I think it's a positive thing that we have so many more women involved in the governmental process. The challenge will be is the assessment and how did it come out, especially with the political heat that they've been under for the last couple of years. Our next guest wonders, and I'm with her on this, if this was just a mere dress rehearsal for the 2020 primary and general election coming up. New York Times Capitol Hill correspondent Jennifer Steinhauer joins us now. Jennifer, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, I think this is a good portend for 2020. Although I think in some cases the Congresswomen in the House are going to be hard pressed because they went in with a solid message to their constituents, and that got hindered with impeachment and this. You know, this attitude towards the President of the United States. Do you think anything, you know, will cause maybe a shortfall in those particular House seats as opposed to others?
That's an interesting question. So when I started out researching my book, The First, which came out in March, so I started, you know, really we're doing the reporting in November, right after the midterm elections, when all the new women were elected and started coming to Capitol Hill to, you know, learn their way around. And what you quickly realized was that this was not a homogenous group. It's like all kinds of different women who came, very liberal women that you've seen perhaps the most on the news, because those are the ones who definitely sparred most with the president, the very progressive wing of the party, obviously led by AOC, who beat an incumbent Democrat in New York City. But you also had, as I think you're alluding to, a lot of women who beat Republicans, men and women, mostly men, but men and women, who beat Republicans in seats that ultimately led to the Democrats taking back the House. So definitely those women mostly were resistant to the impeachment activity, to the notion of impeachment, when they first got there and for a long time. And the women who were and had came from a national security background sort of leaned into it after the Ukraine stuff was revealed. Definitely not something I don't think that any of them would run on. Definitely not necessarily a popular thing in their districts. and I think that they will stick to talking about other issues. But whether that ends up being, you know, their downfall, maybe for some it could be. The thing is, as you well know, this whole COVID-19 thing has changed the whole political dynamic so much that we're going to have to see what ultimately becomes important when people, hit the ballot box in 2020.
And it'll also depend, as you're aware, Jennifer, it's also going to depend how much of the truth comes out about COVID-19. You know, we are dancing around the conspiratorial at times in trying to understand what's happened. And maybe we need to set that aside and say, well, we'll understand later. Right now, we need to get through this. And there should be some clear priorities to where we can get this country back to work.
Well, it's interesting because I think you're kind of hitting on what members of Congress, especially House members, because, you know, they have their own individual districts, what they really spend their time doing. And if you look at what's going on now that Congress is in recess until further notice, basically, obviously members of Congress are back in their home districts, and they're spending just a ton of time trying to do virtual, you know, town hall meetings and constituent services and really trying to address the needs of their community on the ground in reality, as you say.
Yes. Well, and I think that this is some of the feedback that's coming into them, because it's easy to get into a bucket of gum on this thing right now. But again, you know, speaking of first, like your book, you know, there are first priorities that we need to attend to. And that is, you know, getting this country back to work. And it's not a flip of the switch. I disagree, you know, with some assessments that say that we can flip the switch. This is going to be a process. It was a process getting into it, and it's going to be a process getting out.
Yeah, and you know, it's a big country, and not every region has the same dynamics, and not every state and locality is going to be able to address it the same way. I mean, if you look at New York City, that is very sui generis, right? I mean, just where else in the country do you have such an incredibly large and equally dense population, you know, interacting in small spaces, subway, so much, so forth, so much. You know, I don't think we'll probably ever see a situation like that, just because of the unique characteristics of that city. And then you have very rural places where people are kind of naturally socially distanced, but it's definitely probably not a one-size-fits-all, right?
Exactly. And I think that we need to be, considerate of other areas, other regions, because, as you say, just by geography and just the natural context of how their cities may operate, you know, compared to New York, they already are doing social distancing. They've just been doing it all along, but not so purposefully as they have to do in New York. Getting back to your book, The First Inside Story of the Women Reshaping Congress, you know, break it down of these women that came in. I mean, it was history making. I mean, a lot of firsts in this group, right?
Correct. I mean, it's history making just in the sense that it's the largest number of women we've ever had in Congress, which when you think about it, it's still just short of a quarter of Congress is made up by women. So some people feel like, hey, we still have a long way to go on that front. But to your point, first, lots of them. First two Muslim women in the House, first two Native American women, which, by the way, that's gotten a little less attention, I think, but that's been incredibly meaningful, you know, for that community. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are the first women, the youngest, the oldest, the first person of color to win their district. So you do see a lot of firsts. And then even beyond that, you see women with some really interesting backgrounds that you tend not to see as much of in Congress, especially among the female members, like those who have, you know, a background in national security, like the CIA. Lots of female veterans came in with this class. I have argued a lot, and I really believe this, that the true squad is actually this group of national security women I'm talking about, Abigail Spanberger and Elaine Luria from Virginia, Mikey Sherrill from New Jersey, Liz Slotkin from Central Michigan. They're all kind of working as a group and have known each other since the campaign quite tightly.
Mm-hmm. And you say in terms of what they bring to the discussion, would you say that it's more traditional in terms of national security? Because I think that's been kind of the challenge. It's almost like we've had to redefine some of these things, especially in light of everything that we went through regarding the Ukraine issue.
I think that they just, what they bring to it is contemporary, recent, and real-life experiences in the national security space. It's not theory for them, or it's not something that they did 20 years ago. I mean, this is exactly. All stuff that they is in their recent background. And, you know, if you go to a House Armed Services Committee and you listen to these women, and by the way, some men too, obviously, who come from that same background that are part of the freshman class, they're on the ground knowledge and they're able
exactly.
to.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Jennifer after this.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Do you remember where you were on February 23rd, 1945? A bunch of Marines were lifting a flag on Iwo Jima. The battle lasted 36 days, killing 5,931 Marines. Additionally, 209 Navy corpsmen and surgeons assigned to the Marines died, as well as soldiers, sailors, and airmen from other units. More than 110,000 Marines, sailors, soldiers, and airmen served, with more than 26,000 killed or wounded. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. As you walk by an American flag, stop for a moment and think of the tens of thousands of soldiers and sailors, airmen and Marines who were killed or wounded in those days in February of 1945. You will be better for thinking of them. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
We don't see color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez, live.
You are life, every breath. Hey,
fresh and independent we are, and glad you could join us as we come to you live on this nationally syndicated network, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Veteran New York Times Capitol Hill reporter Jennifer Steinhauer is our guest. We're talking about her brand new book, The First, The Inside Story of the Women Reshaping Congress. She's been following this historic transition from day one. Jennifer, your assessment, here we are almost 2 years down the road. I think on the surface, I think most people would agree that this has been positive in a country that honors, free speech and involvement, that we would have, this kind of historic transition that is taking place. And as you say, there's still room because this only represents maybe, 25% of the congressional body, right?
Yeah, and I mean, I think it's important that you say that because there was, I saw a lot of chatter after Elizabeth Warren pulled out of the race for the White House, the Democratic primary. Oh, women can't win. Oh, this is a sign that women can't win. That's just not true at all. Women, when they do get through primaries, will win at the same rate as men. Mm-hmm. Women are making progress, like in state legislatures. And in fact, the Nevada legislature now by a small margin is majority of women. So women are making progress in American politics. The book gets into the difference between Republicans and Democrats. Republican women have struggled more in Congress. I lay out a lot of reasons for why that's occurred over the last decade. But definitely, having a diversity of opinions, even, we're talking about women, as I told you, it's not a homogenous group. You have a broad range, even within the Democratic Party, of political views and backgrounds, professional, ethnic, and so on. So, of course, it does reflect, the great mosaic of our nation.
Exactly. When you say that Republican women have had a harder time, break that down. Explain to our audience how you see this.
Yeah, I first thought, 2018 was a good year for women, and it was a great year for Democratic women, but not so much for Republican women. And when I started to dig into that, I realized that Republican women have really been losing ground. I didn't even realize this, really, all over the country, particularly in Congress over the last decade. And there are a lot of different reasons for that. When Republicans are in control of a body, it tends to be fewer women, and Republican women have a harder time getting through primaries. I think they've tried to watch the Democrat women in 2018 and learn from them and learn about appealing to female voters. I think that they're kind of struggling with that. But, if you look at the history of Congress, the first woman ever to be elected to Congress, Jeanette Rankin, was a Republican. And for so many years, it was very few women in Congress, but it wasn't dominated by Democrats or Republicans. It was both. And they kind of worked together in the earlier years, the 50s and 60s especially. They worked, and they had women's caucus at one point, which was much more bipartisan than what you see now. So there have been a lot of different reasons for that, but I think that's something that the party, certainly Republican women, are really concerned about and very much focusing on this year.
Is it a conservative versus liberal thing that is working against Republican women when you say in their ability to communicate with a broader base of women?
I really think there are a lot of elements, but I really think the most important element is the primaries. I talked to a woman who ran in a primary, for a special election in North Carolina, and she was very conservative, a pediatrician. She had a great profile. And she was pretty handily beat in her primary, and she realized later, now she got beat by a state lawmaker, and if you've already been elected, it always gives you an advantage. That's
exactly.
Why farm teams, for women, it's very important. Run for the school board, run for local state office. That is a good springboard for federal office. But she kind of felt like she would have done better if she had male validators out with her, that men and older women were still skeptical in her party, in some part, which she's in a pretty conservative area, of women in office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting, because, it's still about the message, but there are some basics, like you just alluded to, and that is name recall. If people know your name, you immediately get get a check in terms of name recall. And that is huge and so often underestimated, I believe.
That's definitely true. I guess I would also say, since you asked me specifically about party differences, you know, Democrats for a long time have decided that it was a priority for them, and they set up, you know, different groups to finance women in politics. And Republican philosophy, especially more in the last 10 to 20 years, has been, you know, kind of gender blind, if you will.
Mm.
May the best person win. We're not necessarily trying to push women as per se. It's just, you know, more of a meritocracy-based thinking in terms of elections. But I think, again, Republican women that I talked to from my book started looking at this and saying, you know, we really do need to be active and intentional about our approach to getting women into politics because, you know, gosh, we want to have a lot of women represented in the Republican Party as well.
Exactly. And I think that's happening, you know, to your point. I've spoken with many women who are moving along those lines. And here in Florida, I mean, we have a lot of women running for office, which I think is a positive sign. And we can give the women of the Democratic Party a lot of credit because they've kind of led the way, you know, in this, I believe.
They have, and they certainly have with their fundraising apparatus. And I think that's what Republican women are still trying to catch up is, like, how do you kind of consolidate and really get behind certain candidates with a large sum of money, because you know how it is with money in politics, too. You can't get away from that. You need money to run. It's just
no question. Well, Michael Bloomberg helped out a lot in the midterms. There's no doubt. I mean, I think he said that he was responsible for getting, you know, winning something like 17 seats in the House with the money that he had earmarked, you know, to that point.
Yeah, he was helpful, but, and you know, there's a lot of different emerging groups too. Again, I would say more, in terms of the House on the Democratic side, like you should look at VoteVet.
Mm-hmm.
They've become more and more powerful in Washington, raising money specifically for Democrats who are veterans. So, they are a force to watch as well.
Well, there's no question. I think that AOC found out that real early that raising money is absolutely key. And for somebody as a freshman who has figured that out, and I think she's been very effective with her group in raising lots of money. Of course, she can just follow the example of Nancy Pelosi, who probably has been, if anybody's been a kingmaker on the Democratic side, you have to look to Nancy Pelosi, don't you?
That's absolutely true, but it's interesting you make those parallels because in a way it's so interesting. Here's Nancy Pelosi, one of the older members of Congress, been around forever,
mm-hmm.
obviously the only woman to ever have the speaker's gavel twice. You know, she's spent years and years and years getting all that, the credibility and that queen status really for her party. Then AOC comes out of nowhere, right?
Yes.
No one even knew who she was until she won, the youngest female member to ever be in Congress. And yet she's become, I would argue, now that Bernie's pulled out, I strongly believe that she is now the titular head of the liberal end,
mm-hmm.
you know, the most progressive end of the Democratic Party, and she's definitely raising money around that.
Yeah, even more so than Elizabeth Warren.
I kind of tend to think so, just because mm-hmm. I think she's more representative of the future, right?
Right. Yeah, I think you're right. Your book, The First, The Inside Story of the Women Reshaping Congress, what do you see coming up in this 2020 election?
Yeah, I get asked that a lot. You know, I feel like probably given the dynamics, you know, as we were talking about before, a lot of these women run, you know, running and winning in Republican districts the first time always have, you know, their work cut out for them to get reelected. I would think it would be hard for every single one of them to come back. Remember, some of them won really conservative districts. Obviously, the ones in safe Democratic districts, I think, will remain safe. And I tend to think, though, I'm going to think that we may actually end up with the same or even a little net gain of women in 2020.
Mm-hmm. But more Republican women in play?
More. I think we'll start to see more in both parties.
Oh, well, at 25% now, there's plenty of room. You know,
absolutely.
There's plenty of room, so come on in. The First, The Inside Story of the Women Reshaping Congress, the book available at all the usual places, right, Jennifer?
That's right. You can go on your independent bookstore website. A lot of them are still shipping books, and obviously Amazon's always there.
Yeah, we want to support local as much as possible. And, of course, look at you can always go to our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to link it there, and we'll link this interview, too. So if you want to listen and hear it directly from the author's lips to your ears, Jennifer Steinhauer will be right there. Jennifer, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
I so enjoyed it. Thank you so much. Have
okay.
a good day.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Debate continues surrounding the question of when and how to safely reopen the country, shut down in large part due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Director for the Institute of Health Metrics at the University of Washington, Dr. Christopher Murray, says we need to be prepared for it to take more than just a few weeks to get things back up and running again. And New Jersey's Governor Phil Murphy says,
we start to get back on our feet too soon. I fear, based on the data we're looking at, that we could be throwing gasoline on the fire.
Dangerous weather is still marching across the southern U.S. a day after at least 18 people were killed by tornadoes. More than a million families and businesses dealing with no electricity in the aftermath, with reports of over 40 tornadoes from Texas to Arkansas, across Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Never free. Are you willing to pay the price? Join us, Bill Martinez.
The reality is that we could have been better off if China had been more forthcoming. I mean, the reality is that China's been more transparent with regard to the coronavirus than certainly they were for other infectious diseases over the last 15 years. But what appears evident now is that long before the world learned in December that China was dealing with this, and maybe as much as a month earlier than that, the outbreak was real in China.
And just like that, we're back with you. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. You know, American families are experiencing heightened fear and anxiety, and MomSanities.com, Don Yannick is back with us. We're going to be talking about steps that you can take now to protect your loved ones. Don is the founder of MomSanity.com, an informative website dedicated to all things pregnancy, bringing up baby, maximizing mommyhood, and beyond. Don, always good to be talking to you. Welcome back. Good to have you on the show.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
Well, in a time of such uncertainty, many Americans are thinking deeply about how to make sure their families are secure. And you're here to break it down and give us some tips. So what can families do to safeguard their loved ones, Don?
Well, as you mentioned, with the recent coronavirus outbreak, we're all experiencing fear and anxiety caused by uncertainty. Families are facing really tough conversations around financial security, and it's only natural to have questions or concerns. You and your spouse or partner should have open discussions about all eventualities to make sure the kids are always protected. Check the that your power of attorney, your will, and your health care directives are updated and executed. And as a mom, one of the options I'm looking at is life insurance. Life insurance can help preserve a family's quality of life and avoid a critical financial loss.
Well, does life insurance cover coronavirus?
It does. Coronavirus is a pathogen like the flu, and it is covered by life insurance. Life insurance, like the one offered by InsurTech startup Jenny Life, with whom I've partnered today, is designed to provide financial protection to your beneficiaries, such as a spouse or partner, children and other dependents, parents, or even a cause or charity you believe in. Jenny Life is working with its underwriters to ensure their existing customers are covered and that families who are thinking about life insurance are able to apply.
So you can apply for life insurance during this outbreak?
Yeah. Insurance companies will take into consideration your current health and lifestyle during the enrollment process, which is when a decision is made as to whether to issue a life insurance policy. They'll want to know if you've traveled outside of the United States recently or if you have future travel plans that may increase your risk of exposure. You'll also be asked to sign a good health statement to check if anything has come up in your health since you applied. Now, what's really great about companies like Jenny Life is that you can apply right online without a medical exam, so no needles and no need to leave your house. Policies can also be a lot less expensive than you might expect. So if you're considering life insurance, now is the time. In the past 30 days, the industry has begun to tighten its guidelines for enrollment. They may be adding requirements, and there could be future delays in policies being approved.
So we need to move sooner than later.
It's a good idea to have this in mind. It's not a rush. There's no need to panic. We have time to look into this. And this isn't just important during this crisis, but for anything that might come up down the road. Because planning for unexpected things just helps reduce panic. It puts you in control. And the truth is, you'll just feel a lot better if you're prepared, just in case.
Don't you love how Mom Sandy's done had cued in the baby cry at just the right time? I mean, just to reinforce the fact that we're all huddled in this, this reaction together. And, Don, I'll tell you, it is so nice about doing one of the aspects of doing a radio show like this is that we're talking with real people, real life, and, all the accoutrements come with it, whether it's barking dogs, children in need, it all adds to the environment of the radio show, and I thank you for bringing that in.
Yeah, I was really hoping that wouldn't have happened right now, but hey. What can you do? And that's the thing. It's like we do our best to prepare for the unexpected things, but they're unexpected, so they come up, and we do our best, and we try, and when it comes to something like keeping your family safe and planning for life insurance, there's a lot to know, and nobody wants to have this conversation, but it is important to have the conversation. And for something like this, if you want to find out more, you can call or text 855-88-JENNY or visit JennyLife.com.
And this is what we're realizing, the most important things when you have situations like the coronavirus, COVID-19, it brings us back to our roots and the most important things of our life, which is our family, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a really trying time. It's anxiety provoking. It's worrying. It does make you remember what's truly important in life.
Well, Don, I can't thank you enough for coming on and breaking it down for us and encouraging all moms, all dads for that matter, because what affects mom affects dad, affects the whole family. So remind everybody where they can go for more information.
For more, you can call or text 855-88-JENNY or visit JennyLife.com.
She is the founder of MomSanity.com, Don Yannick, right here on Bill Martinez. Don, thank you so much. Be safe. Stay healthy.
Thank you. You too.
I always like visiting with Dawn. She's so much fun, at MomSanity.com. Puts things all in proper perspective. Well, I don't know if you saw this or not, but the latest thing to come down from Dr. Anthony Fauci, a top doctor in the fight against the coronavirus in America, he said that, Americans soon may have to carry some type of immunity certificate in order for us all to be able to move on from this crisis. Does that throw up a warning flag to you? I mean, on the heels of this, someone sent me a video of this one organization having installed in their very person a chip where they could get chips. You know, in the they didn't have to use their wallet or anything else. They had a chip inserted in their arm, and if they wanted to have access to the vending machine there in the office, all they had to do is wave their arm and they would get their chips, a chip for a chip. And is this all set up? Are we all heading into the very direction that we told we might have to deal with some way down the road? And this is the challenge. When we are fearful, we are going to give up liberties. We are going to acquiesce to some of these things, and especially from people like a Dr. Fauci or a Dr. Birx, who have been able to secure a bit of our confidence as we've watched them on television, and they seem so official because there's something about doctors. You know, doctors say something, this is the prescription, we don't ask any questions, we just take the pill, right? And we follow their orders. And so why not Dr. Fauci, why not Dr. Birx, in the midst of so much yet to be understood about this COVID-19 virus? And what is the net effect? I mean, Dr. Bill Bennett pointed out this morning, there's a 98% plus recovery rate on the coronavirus. Did you know that number? I mean, it's huge. And think about initially how we were scared to think that there was going to be, you know, hundreds of thousands of people that were going to die. I mean, to hear Governor Cuomo, we thought, oh, my goodness, I mean, what's going to happen in New York? Are we going to just see body bags all over the place? I mean, the director of WHO, he's threatened. He said, boy, you're going to just see a lot more body. I mean, this is all fanning fear, which is, as they say, the old acronym for fear is false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real is the old acronym. Now, I like what this one pastor had said. He says, the new acronym for fear is face everything and rise. Face everything and rise. I think that's a great word, a great acronym for fear, especially in light of Easter Sunday and all that we appreciated and hopefully you embraced in terms of understanding that the, the tomb still is empty, and God sent his son to redeem us. And this is the year 2020, and in God's numbers, which are serious, God's numbers are very, very important. We know off the hands, if anything, you know that 3 stands for the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, the Holy Trinity. We know 7 is the number for completion. But are you aware the 20 represents redemption? And it's interesting this year. In dealing with all that we're dealing with regarding the coronavirus, our liberties are being impinged upon. God says, look it, you are redeemed and walk in freedom.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest
lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live. You
You can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All our previous interviews, the lineup every day of the interesting guests that we bring your way, like our next guest, Eric Smart's going to join us. He is the CEO of Myoderm, and he has been involved in running companies in food manufacturing and pharmaceuticals. And we're going to talk about these COVID scams that are abounding. I don't know about you, but this is gotten to be increasingly frustrating, and understanding that, you know, there's PPEs out there and they're in some sort of controlled area, you know, that are just being held waiting for the right bid and the right price. Other things that where people are claiming that they have access to millions of masks and getting, as Dan Perkins told us last week, there's companies out there that are getting, you know, 40-50% deposit up front in order to you know, start the delivery process of said PPE equipment. I mean, this is just absolutely incredible, the advantage that is being thrust and you know, that we're being taken advantage of by these people that don't have a conscience, Eric Smart. I mean, this is unbelievable, isn't it?
Well, it's a challenge, you know, we're all used to, but just being exacerbated to a huge degree by a pandemic right now. And, you know, it's just making people aware of what is real and what is not.
And that's, you know, all driven by fear. And even as, you know, as people believe, they're saying, well, this is a pandemic. But when you look at the numbers, I mean, this is why Dr., you know, Bill Bennett, who was the, he was the drug czar for George H.W. Bush, and said, look, at this is not a pandemic. When you consider that 98% of the people
actually recover, and that so you've got less than 2% are dealing with mortality issues, right?
Well, I don't disagree with that. I think there's a fundamental problem with both how we're recording.
That's another issue. Yes, exactly.
Yep. And what is the actual rate of exposure?
Mm-hmm.
Regardless, people are taking advantage of the situation. Mm-hmm. People are taking advantage of the media, and people are taking advantage of it around products and selling cure-alls around that.
Exactly. Eric, being since you brought it up, and I'm glad you did, is just the reporting, the numbers. I mean, it's interesting. Even the talking heads from the news media, we got to have the facts, we got to have the numbers. But yet they haven't really looked into the numbers that we're getting. And we knew this early on. I suspected it early. We've been saying, pointing this out for weeks, that the system is rewarding hospitals for reporting COVID. Once you start incentivizing a particular behavior, you will get more of said behavior, and thus, when we need, a concrete understanding, and we need the facts, just the facts, ma'am, on COVID, they're being homogenized and influenced by a system that is promoting, false, I guess just promoting lies, I guess, basically.
Yeah, when you commingle economic incentives with health and especially life safety issues, that becomes highly problematic. And mm-hmm. we're seeing that across the board. And it's a real problem. You ask any doctor who's, involved with anything around death, there's a wide range of reporting freedom that healthcare professionals have. And obviously, when you create incentives to say, there's any indication at all around a COVID death, report it as that.
Exactly.
Even though there's a higher probability, even in a lot of cases, where it's there's a myriad of factors that involved in that particular death.
Well, there's one doctor reported said that a person could get run over by a truck and they're dead, as a result of being hit by the truck. But in today's vernacular and sensitivity for COVID-19, if there was any signs whatsoever that the person, even though they could have been asymptomatic, but they've been diagnosed to be a carrier of COVID-19, then the death certificate states COVID-19 as the reason for their passing, not being hit by a truck.
It has that potential. That is an accurate statement. And, mm-hmm. That the ramifications that are not good. That creates misreporting, and that creates, basically a situation where people are not getting the truth of what's actually
right.
happening. And
How does it affect the next generation down the road, Eric? As you say, for medical purposes, I mean, we document those things so we know to be sensitive, to be aware, so that we know how to plan against it. It's like, which is beyond my understanding, is we went through the SARS epidemic, as you recall, and it's like, what happened? What happened to the disconnect? It wasn't that long ago that we dealt with SARS and Ebola. And it's as if we're having to recreate the wheel all over again, which is interesting because by comparison, I spoke with an attorney and an expat in Taiwan, and she said because of what they learned in SARS in the turn of the 21st century, that they were really prepared, and they got on the other side of this without closing down businesses and upending their economy. Of course, we're talking, 23 million people or so, but nonetheless, they were able to get on the other side of this within 4 to 6 weeks. They're still wearing masks. They're still, social distancing, doing these things that are part of the common vernacular, and I think the new behavior as a result of COVID-19, which I think, we're going to be doing the same thing. I don't think it's going to be a flip of the switch, and all of a sudden we're back at football games.
Well, what's interesting? I lived for over 5 years in Asia, and those cultures are, they're more geared towards social distancing. You don't see handshakes as much. It's more bowings, more distant
right.
greetings. And on top of that, wearing masks was not something new to those cultures.
Yes.
Preventative measures around illness were very, very ingrained in their culture. So that did give them a, shall we say, an advantage mm-hmm. in dealing with this more effectively. I think ultimately we're all going to be, culturally affected by it. And you know, it goes back to what are the economic incentives for the medical community now? Are they going to change after this? And then how do we deal with it as a culture? And it's a weird time, that's for sure.
Exactly. Eric, and as you say, because of fear, you know, we've got a lot of people not only vulnerable for COVID-19, I say a lot of people, you know, there's a particular class of people, the elderly, people with comorbidities, they're the ones that have to be especially sensitive to these precautions that the government has laid out. But there's also people that, are ready and ripe to be fooled and to be taken advantage of through these scams, right?
Well, the more vulnerable of our community generally is more queued up to be taken advantage of, and that's why it's great to have that conversation like we're doing now and make people aware of. When you hear things around, you know, vitamins and minerals, of course, being in the CBD industry, mm-hmm. about how CBD products can either prevent or cure this particular disease, that's pretty outrageous, and mm-hmm. people need not to buy into that.
Right. Now, this is coming from the CEO of Myoderm. They're a CBD cream company because you know that you have to live for another day going forward. This isn't a one-and-done deal, and you're not willing to sell out your credibility like some of these other organizations are. But, of course, that puts a black eye upon the CBD industry, right?
It does. We have to take a very proactive role in that because our industry in particular is vulnerable because we're a new industry. There's a lot of misstatements and certainly false claims in our industry already, whether it's with Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, cancer even. So we're particularly susceptible. Mm-hmm. So we want to make people aware that CBD does not cure or prevent the coronavirus class of viruses. Mm-hmm. And in particular, if you see those scams, do not purchase anything from them.
Yeah, you can learn a lot by what people tell you, and I would say you could even go with your instinct. If like the old saying, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. You want to run away in the opposite direction as much as possible and save your money and not be fooled, because after everything is all said and done, like all this stuff, it's just gotten out of control. The fact that you can't even go to the store and buy, you know, toilet paper anymore. It's all been bought up. I mean, it's really, at the same time that it's comical, it really says a lot about our culture that something like this has been manufactured. I'm not saying it's not serious. I think, you know, the other question I have and others that I've spoken with is that we're going to have more people dying from the flu this year than the coronavirus, and we didn't shut down, and this has been going on for years, that we've been losing thousands of people to the flu, and we didn't shut down the government. We didn't get into such a fear frenzy as we have over this COVID-19.
Well, I'll tell you what the real issue is the intensity with which it could ramp up. And as you know, you saw in Italy where the healthcare system was overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a concern, and we've certainly taken measures for that. The problem is, and you touched on this before, the economic incentives and the economic problems that are allowed to be created and mismanaged are getting pretty aggressive right now.
Exactly.
People do not understand that when the health, when your country is run by a doctor, that's a problem. Because
yes.
While doctors are fantastic at taking care of your health, they're not good at economics. Mm. Everyone's pretty aware that most doctors do not do very well in the business community. There's rare exceptions, but they're just not good at economics.
Exactly.
That's going to create its own problems.
Without a doubt. Well, we'll continue the conversation down the road. Eric, I appreciate your input. Eric Smart, the CEO of Myoderm here on Bill Martinez Live. Have a great day. Be safe and healthy.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's
4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our Made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated?